Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf from Pesachim Daf Tzayik Ches. The Mishnah would base a very long Mishnah brings the different cases of a chaburo send somebody to do Pesach for them, somebody send a chaburo to do Pesach for him, and the Gemara concludes in the end of the Amud that if they did speak to each other and they appointed each other, then they get into trouble. But if they did not speak to each other, they didn't appoint each other, then there will be no issue, and then the Gemara concludes that after Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph on top, Mikan Omri Chachom Mechom, he said from here, Yofe Shtiko Lechachomim Kalachomir Letipshim. It's the Shtiko, silence, is a good thing for the wise people, Koshekin for the fools, better to be quiet than to talk. And this connects with the Mishnah and Ovis that Siag Lechachmo Shtiko, Chachmo has to do with Shtiko. The more poor person is silent, that's representation, demonstration, that he has wisdom, that he has chokhmah. Now the simple question on this would be, we know, we spoke about in these shiurim as well, that the p'china of Adam, what a human being is, he is a medaber. He's considered to be someone who's talking. When it says in the pasuk in the beginning of Chumash, v'hi Adam le'nefesh chayo, that Adam was created, he had his nefesh, says unkelos le'ruach mimalalo. He's a talking ruach. So an Adam, his whole essence is to be a medaber, is to be someone who's talking. So why do we give him an eitzah and we say, better for a person to be silent? What's the idea behind this? And the answer really is pashut. And we learn this answer from the story of Purim, the story of Megillas Esther. The Gemara in Yumot of Sabech Tesa with Beis tells us that why is Anshei Knesset Gedolah called Anshei Knesset Gedolah? Because originally Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hakel HaGodol HaGibor VaNoiro. Shibuch is Godol, he's big, Gibor is strong, Noiro, he's awesome, he's frightening. Says the Gemara, the Yirmi and Daniel, they omitted the words Gibor VaNoiro. Why? Because in their times, they didn't see the Gvura and the Noiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can it be that there is Gvura, there's Noiro, if the Goyim were in Beis HaMikdash, if the Goyim were Mishtabdim Beis Yisrael, the subject of Am Yisrael to their rule. So you don't see right now the Gvura and the Ros of Hashem. So they omitted these words. Came Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and they said, Adirabo, Hem Gvura Yisov, Hem Noro Yisov. They showed how the Gvura of the Noro HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out, even when you don't see it out loud. They said, what is the big Gvura? The fact that he allows the Goyim to do what they're doing doesn't stop them. What is the Noira of Hashem? Without the Noira of Hashem, how can it be one nation surviving among the nations? How can it be that Am Yisrael survives among 70 nations and they don't annihilate Am Yisrael? The fact that Am Yisrael survives, that in itself is the biggest testimony of Hashem's guarding us. As Yadua, the Yavetz, and his Siddur writes, that the biggest miracle that ever happened in the world is the fact that Am Yisrael survived throughout history. That's the biggest gedula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the discussion over here? Skeidua, it's brought down that this is really the difference between the Nevi'im and the Chachamim. The Nevi'im relate to what's in front of our eyes, where you could see what is screaming out to you. But the Chachamim, they see, Anshei Knesset Gedolah are able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he doesn't speak to us directly, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent. As the Gemara in Gittin tells us, Mi kamoicho ba'ilim Hashem, Mi kamoicho ba'ilmim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes acts like a mute. He doesn't speak out loud. The chiddush of Anshei Knesset Gedolah was that even when Hashem is silent, he's still very much present. You still can hear him very clearly. The Maharsha there in Yuma tells us, when did Anshei Knesset Gedolah figure out, realize that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu present even when he's silent? That was from the Nes of Purim, and the Maharsha says in similar Nisim. The Nes of Purim is a revelation of Hashem, even when you don't see Him. We know that the name of Hashem is not mentioned in the Megillah, as the Maharal and the Vilna Gaon explained in the beginning of the Megillah. We don't see Hashem clearly. Hashem is being revealed through the Nes of Purim when He is silent. And the Chiddush is that you have a sound of silence. You have noise, you have a presence, even when you're silent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a fact that you don't see Him. The fact that you don't hear Him doesn't mean He's not here. Through this silence, you can actually connect to Hashem. That is the Chiddush of Purim. And that's a pashtas, the pshat in our Gemara. Obviously, a human being, he is a pchina of medaber. That's his level. We know in the world, a pikabalo, there's machshava, there's dibur, there's maisa, different levels in the world. Machshava is a much higher place. That's a place where, for example, Moshe Rabbeinu belongs. That's why, as my Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu used to say, that's what he's called kvat peh kvat lashon. He doesn't belong to the place of dibur. The maisa is where the animals belong. A human being belongs to a makam of dibur. But that doesn't mean he has to actually talk. Dibur is the revelation of the connection of a neshama through the guf. When the neshama penetrates through the guf, you see a human being. That means he has to talk. Adirabba, as Gemara tells us, the more a person is silent, the stronger is his presence. The presence shows wisdom. Siag lachochma shtiko. The actual existence of a human being is represented and comes about through the silence. The strongest sound is the sound of silence. That's what we have, the revelation of Purim, that our Gemara is alluding to, L'chaim, Afer L'cha Purim. Anyone who wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.